read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
Good morning. It is Tuesday and time for book picks on our list from our independent bookseller of the week. Jim Habner of the Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta, New York, joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to the store shelves this during these final days of the winter season, or at least so we hope. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. How have you been?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. Very nice to hear your voice. Where would you like to begin? You have a terrific list before you. Where shall we start?
Well, I'd like to start out with a book that's coming out in March 6th. It's by an African writer, How Beautiful We Were, by Ebola Mabu. She had a wonderful book out a couple of years ago called Behold the Dreamers, our debut novel. This is a new book that deals with a Nigerian village and an oil company, and it's the relationship between a American oil company coming in and taking over this oil field and trying to bring their own workers in, and how it disrupts not only environmentally but economically and even politically and socially the life of the village where this oil field is. A wonderful writer, very elegant. It really kind of addresses the issue of imposing upon a different culture and a different environment. Wonderful writer, Ebola Mabu.
And the name of the book, How Beautiful We Were, and it'll be available next week. Terrific. All right, next up.
Next up is a new book that's just come out, published today. It's called The Committed. It's by Viet Thanh Nguyen. He wrote The Sympathizers, and we won the Pulitzer Prize for that. And this is a story about two brothers that go to Paris in the 1980s. And they try to assimilate into French culture, but both of them get involved in the drug trade. So it's like a literary thriller kind of based upon the idea of two immigrants coming into a country and how they try to assimilate into the country with and with getting into a business that's illegal. It has very witty, it's very resourceful, and also too, it's a very suspenseful literary thriller. That's called The Committed.
I love sequels. I don't think we get enough of those anymore. I like sequels. This is The Committed. Viet Thanh Nguyen is the author, and it is out today. All right, next up.
I'd like to talk about a book that's out in paperback now that was really a good seller for us in hardcover, is the book Actress by Anne Enright, an Irish writer. Of course, she won the Man Booker Prize a number of years ago for The Gathering. She's a special favorite of mine. And this book is about Catherine O'Dell, who's an Irish theater legend. And every moment of her life has been a performance, even with her own family. And this deals with the relationship with her daughter, Nora. And with age and alcohol and kind of dimming stardom, Catherine's grip on reality grows fitful. And she's fueled by a proud and long simmering rage. And she, her daughter kind of confronts these secrets and deals kind of with sexual and coming of age, emotional coming of age. Very well written. Weaves together two generations of Irish women with difficult sexual histories, And it kind of touches on a kind of a raw and timely nerve that we have in society today. Actress by Anne Enright.
Read that book in hardcover. It's excellent. Really terrific. Actress by Anne Enright. And God knows the Irish know about long simmering rage, I say as an Irishman. So good stuff. All right. Next up.
I agree with you. I agree with you there. I agree with you there on that there. My next book is kind of an interesting book. It's called Fevers, Feuds, and Diamonds, Ebola and the Ravages of History. It's by Paul Farmer. Paul Farmer is the starting founder of Partners in Health. You might have remembered him from Tracy Kidder's book a number of years ago, Mountains Behind Mountains. And Paul's come out with this new book dealing with Ebola, and you know in the past 10 years that's happened in Western Africa. And what I found fascinating about this is that Farmer, you know, talks about how they dealt with this pandemic that they had there. And but then also too, he really writes about what has happened locally in their history and in their culture that has helped grow this pandemic. And this is kind of an interesting idea in the sense that, you know, what our history is and how that's affected how we deal with the pandemic and that. Of course, in Western Africa at the time, in a number of different countries where the Ebola was at, you had a number of different dictators and changes and child soldiers and this type of a thing. And Farmer really discusses that, but he kind of really sees what is behind us culturally that affects the disease itself and actually helps further the disease along. So since we're in this situation right now, I found it to the similarities in comparison, I thought, were kind of thoughtful and very, very deep. But that's Fevers, Feuds, and Diamonds.
Fevers, Feuds, and Diamonds, Ebola and the Ravages of History by Dr. Paul Farmer. Terrific. Okay.
Okay, my last book that I have is a new book that's out, and I love it. It's a big, fat history, and I do love big, fat histories. And it's called The Enlightenment, The Pursuit of Happiness, 1680 to 1790 by Richie Robertson. And the reason why I like big, fat histories is that it takes on something like the 18th century, a favorite century of mine. But the Enlightenment, you know, we've heard about is kind of the fountainhead of modern secular Western values, religious tolerance, freedom of thought and speech and the press, and rationality and evidence-based argument. And even though it's 300 years after it began, the Enlightenment so profoundly is misunderstood by us today. We've accepted the account of the Enlightenment given by its conservative enemies. The Enlightenment necessarily implies hostility to religion or support for an unfettered free market. And Ritchie goes back into the long 18th century to reveal what's much debated about this period. And he's returned to the era's original text to show that the Enlightenment aimed to increase human happiness in this world rather than the next, by promoting scientific inquiry and reasoned argument. So it's a wonderful history of the 19th century and the ideas that we use today in our culture and in our government. And I think it's a good reevaluation or reexamination of it. And as I said before, it's a good big fat history of about 700 or 800 pages. To help you through the end of the winter.
Yeah, those are great. Great winter books. You know, good pandemic books. Just anytime, really, when you want to get lost.
Yeah.
In a lot of stuff. The Pursuit of Happiness is the subtitle. The Enlightenment is the name of the book by Richie Robertson. What else is going on at Green Toad that we should be aware of, sir?
Well, we're about ready to spring into spring here. I saw a cardinal today, so we're very excited. We're starting to move around some of our displays and getting ready for a new spring. And hopefully, it won't be like last spring, but we're hopeful. And we've got lots of new books out, lots of really neat things are being published, and we invite everyone to come and have a nice cup of coffee from our neighbor's latte lounge and come in and visit us, and we'd love to see you. And also, I'd like to put out a shout of a thank you to all our local customers who have helped us through this past year. And the very end of it, we've kind of mucked our way through, and we're still going good and strong.
You know, I was I'll pass along the compliment, but I was talking to George Saunders about his new book, and he was giving a shout out to your store. I didn't realize he was local.
Yes, he is. He lives just a few miles from here, and it's always interesting to see George. And that's kind of interesting. I grew up in Illinois, and when he was writing Lincoln and the Bardo, we got to really talking about Lincoln, and this was before Lincoln and the Bardo was published. But he's a wonderful writer and a wonderful friend to the store.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I assume you have the new book, and I assume it's doing well.
Yes, we do. Actually, it's still on the bestseller list there for you. So for Russian literary texts, I think that shows George's power that he can take something like that and make it popular.
Absolutely. Well, terrific stuff. It's all at the Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta. Jim Havener, always a pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you so much for being with us. For more information about the store, you can go to their website. It's greentoadbookstore.com, greentoadbookstore.com, and you can visit them, for goodness sakes. They're right in Oneonta, New York, and can find out all that information on the website as well. If you'd like to see Jim's list, the books that he just mentioned and previous book lists, all you have to do is go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Jim Havener, a great pleasure. Thank you very much. Be well, and I look forward to talking soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.